ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We'll chant verses 36 to 40, chapter 18. Sukam tvidanim trividam, sukam tvidanim trividam, shrunume bharatarshabha, shrunume bharatarshabha, abhyasadramate yatra, dukkantam chani gacchati, dukkantam chani gacchati, sukam tvidanim trividam, shrunume bharatarshabha, abhyasadramate रमते यत्र दुःखान्तं च निगच्छति यत्तदग्रे विषमिव परिणामे मृतोपमं परिणामे मृतोपमं तत्सुखं सात्विकं प्रोक्तं तत्सुखं सात्विकं प्रोक्तं आत्मबुद्धिप्रसादजं यत्तदग्रे विषमिव परिणामे मृतोपमं तत्सुखं सात्विकं प्रोक्तं आत्मबुद्धिप्रसादजं। विषयेन्द्रियसंयोगात् यत्तदग्रे मृतोपमं परिणामे विषमिव तत्सुखं राजसंस्मृतं विषयेन्द्रियसंयोगात् यत्तदग्रे मृतोपमं परिणामे विषमिव तत्सुखं राजसंस्मृतं यदग्रे चानुबन्धे च यदग्रे चानुबन्धे च सुखं मोहनमात्मनः निद्रालस्य प्रमादोत्तम् तत्तामसमुदाहृतं यदग्रे चानुबन्धे च सुखं मोहनमात्मनः निद्रालस्य प्रमादोत्तं तत्तामसमुदाहृतं न तदस्ति पृथिव्यां वा दिवि देवेषु वा पुनः दिवि देवेषु वा पुनः सत्त्वं प्रकृतिजैर्मुक्तं सत्त्वं प्रकृतिजैर्मुक्तं यदेभि स्यात्त्रिभिर्गुणैः न तदस्ति पृथिव्यां वा दिवि देवेषु वा पुनः सत्त्वं प्रकृतिजैर्मुक्तं यदेभि स्यात्त्रिभिर्गुणैः। Rajas is restless activity, desire-prompted, result-oriented activity pertaining to the world. Sattva is calm, composed, serene state of mind which relates to activities taking one to the Atma. So, activities where one controls the mind and directs it towards the higher, that would come under sattvic. So he said sattvic consistency is that by which one holds the activities of the mind, prana, life, breath and senses unswerving through yoga. That kind of steadfastness is sattva in verse 33. And verse 34, he says, the steadfastness with which one clings to duty, pleasure and wealth, much attached and desirous of fruit, that steadfastness is called Rajasic. Tamasic steadfastness is steadfastness with which one, a fool indeed, does not give up grief, dreaming, fear, despair, arrogance. All this is tamasika. So, when you put in efforts, controlling your senses, mind, and all the functions of the body, and direct the energy conserved towards the higher, that kind of consistency is sattvic consistency. And when you conserve the energy and direct it in the worldly acquisition and enjoyment, that is called rajasic. When we said that you conserve energy, means it's not really conserving, it's in fact draining. A fellow in rajasic, he goes on draining his energy for acquiring the worldly stuff. And tamasic consistency is, he says, such a person as fool. He is completely deluded and he is consistent in daydreaming, going on imagining. There is nothing in action. And there is tremendous fear. What will happen? And grief, constantly in grief. That's called tamasic. Now the last portion of this analysis, where he is going to analyze the three aspects of happiness, sukham. So from verse 36, he starts talking about sukham. 36, he says, happiness can also be, likewise, put in three states, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. And then he goes on to explain what is sattvic, rajasic and tamasic happiness. Verse 36. Sukam tvidanim trividam. Sukam tvidanim trividam. Shrunume bharata rishabha. Shrunume bharata rishabha. Abhyasadramate yatra. Abhyasadramate yatra. Dukkantam chani gacchati, dukkantam chani gacchati, sukam tvidanim trividam, shrunume bharatarishabha, abhyasadramate yatra, dukkantam chani gacchati. And now, hear indeed from me, O Bharatarishabha. Rishabha means bull. Bharatarishabha means bull among the Bharata race. Arjuna is considered as a bull, because bull is known for his strength. So he is saying, you are a strong person, Arjuna. And the bull is worshipped in this country because of the sacrifice it practices. It takes very minimum but maximum contributes. So majority contribution and minimum consumption. And that is what bull stands for. So real strength is unselfishness. Selfishness is not strength. So he is telling Arjuna that you are a strong person, Arjuna. You should be able to control your tamas and rajas and develop more sattva. So he says, Arjuna, you are a Bharata Rishabha, a bull among the Bharata race. And I am going to explain to you about happiness, which is also divided into three categories, called as sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. So the threefold happiness where one by practice rejoices and ends sorrow. The whole life we are just living to derive that happiness, isn't it? We do something or we avoid doing something only to get happiness. And we want to end sorrow. End sorrow and gain happiness. So this happiness can also be divided into three categories. So by knowing all this, why do we have to study and understand all this? By understanding this, we should aspire to derive sattvic happiness and not rajasic and tamasic. The moment you study about it, you get knowledge. And when you reflect over it, you get the knowledge removing all the doubts. And then you should start putting that into practice, test it in your life, and make it your conviction and follow it permanently. That is the whole idea. So when he is talking about sattvic, rajasic, tamasic of different aspects that we have seen, starting from knowledge, action, actor, intellect, renunciation, consistency, happiness. Why are we studying all this? Having understood this, we reflect over it and then test it in our life through practice and make it our own. So he is going to talk about sattvic, rajasic and tamasic happiness now. Can we reduce this? The sound is too much. But I think we probably have to switch on the fan and reduce the... Close this. Verse 37. Yattadagrevishamiva, Parinamemritopamam, Tatsukam sattvikam proktam, Atma buddhi prasadajam, Yattadagrevishamiva, Parinamemritopamam, Tatsukam sattvikam proktam. Atma buddhi prasadajam. Now these verses are very often quoted in the lectures because it's given as something that is doesn't mean